Tribute to Colonel Dr. Waldemar Van Eyne Peroni, 2nd Technical Director of the Military Health Service, 1974-1978. Author, Augusto Soiza La Rosa. Summary. On December 23, 1918, the Army and Navy Health Service was created by law, a dependency of the respective ministry and remote antecedent of the current National Health Directorate of the Armed Forces of Uruguay. A general director with a medical degree was appointed as head of the new service and president of its board of directors. He was assimilated to the military rank in accordance with his administrative hierarchy, colonel. While the general direction was in charge of physicians, they were designated by law as scientific directors of military health. The scientific director general had very broad technical and administrative powers, regulation of the services to be created, representation of the institution, technical superintendence of all the establishments, proposal of appointments, advising the respective ministry, removal and proposal of dismissals. The first general director of health was physician Francisco Fernandez Enciso, who held the position between 1918 and 1920. And the last one, the physician Guillermo Rodriguez Guerrero, between 1948 and 1953. From then on, and definitively, the general direction was in charge of career military personnel, but not physicians, assisted by a technical advisory council made up of physicians from the central hospital. On April 24, 1962, the appointment of the medical colonel Hugo Bregmini as deputy director of the service and general inspector of health services was inserted in the order of the health service. According to this documentation, the technical subdirectorate of the military health service was initiated in 1962 and its first incumbent was physician Hugo Bregmini. Since then, numerous professionals have been appointed to occupy the position of subdirectorate or simply technical direction. Dr. Bregmini was succeeded by medical colonel Waldemar Van Eyne, born in Montevideo on February 16, 1924 and died in 1979 in the same city at the age of 55.